Grow Great, the podcast, episode 330, Surviving Success. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Dog chases car, dog catches car. Dog has no idea what to do with car. Success can be like that. We spend so much of our time pursuing it that once we achieve it, we're not sure what to do next. Yeah, I know it's a great problem to have, but it seems that no sooner does momentum swing towards success than something happens to implode it, or at least try to implode it. You can scan the political landscape worldwide, and you can see many examples. I mean, in our country, look no further than 2016, when America appeared to be tired of career politicians. Drain the swamp fever grew. Now the opposition is calling for impeachment. Many revolutions have been won only to fall apart shortly after the victory party ended. Success is more tenuous than failure. Failure can be very easy to maintain. Success, not so much. Homeostasis, it is a real thing. Homeostasis is the ability or tendency to maintain internal stability in an organism to compensate for environmental changes. In other words, it's the power and the influence to just keep things the same. Let's keep things the same. It's status quo. And it's the enemy of growth. It's the enemy of improvement and progress. Along with apathy, entropy, and a host of other combatants, homeostasis works hard to bring you back down. And it's quite effective. And it explains why it seems the forces against your success double down their efforts at the first sign that you might be winning. And mostly, we think it's the power of other people who don't want us to succeed. They want to keep us down, you know, that one head being higher than the other head kind of a thing. Yeah, or maybe they're jealous of our success. I rather think it's just the universe forcing us to prove how badly we want success. Now, I could be wrong, but that's just a much better framework for me than to think that, well, the whole world's against me. I mean, come on, really? No, the universe is making you prove how badly you want to succeed, testing that burning desire that I talked about in the last episode. Become the success you're chasing. It all starts with a single step, just one goal, just one objective. I don't know what it is for you and your business, some problem to be solved, some wrong to be righted. It doesn't start with some comprehensive, all-encompassing mission. It's just one thing that prompts the entire ordeal, the start of the revolution. The seeds of success are frequently quite small, but very powerful. A fake it till you make it is largely steeped in really solid evidence. It works. And because it's less about fakery and it's more about embracing the feelings and the emotions of success. Whenever we become the success that we are pursuing before we actually achieve it, then we're experiencing the same feelings that we're going to experience when success happens. And you know what that does for us? It helps us change our behavior because those feelings drive us to do things that we wouldn't otherwise do. And those new behaviors deliver different outcomes for us. Hello, success. Do it long enough and you will experience transformational change. That is, the change is going to be deep and broad. And Lord willing, so will the success. And then it gets harder. Common values, common mission. Here's the heart of today's lesson for your leadership. The troops need a shared vision if success is going to be sustained. Think back to American history. Do you realize that it was just a little more than 5 years after the battle where the British were beaten in the Battle of Yorktown when colonists in America decided and constructed and adopted two documents that made all the difference, the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. five years after that battle, the fight for independence from England would have likely failed miserably had the colonists not recognized the need to be on the same page, the need for everybody to be fighting for the same causes. They needed shared values, and these documents provided that, uniting people to muster up the courage and the determination to defeat English rule. From then until now, our country in America has been embarked on this grand experiment at having a democratic republic. There is no finish line in this work. It's not like we're 200 and some odd years down the line and eventually we're going to, okay, no. There's no finish line. The work is just going to keep going and going and going. It's a process. It's a journey. And it's always been fraught with ups and downs. Like right now, we're hearing every day about impeachment. We keep on pressing. We keep on struggling. We keep on battling. For what? Greater success, more growth, bigger improvement. No sooner do we think we've got it figured out than something changes. Something happens to show us, yeah, you don't have it figured out. Or you don't have it figured out quite as well as you thought you did. Surviving success mostly means not growing satisfied with the current state of things. I think, though, it is less about complacency and lethargy. Those are real things, don't get me wrong. But for me, I think it's less about those things, and it's more about the loss of enthusiasm for curiosity and growth. People can become satisfied when we stop looking for ways to improve, when we feel this is good enough, or whenever we question if it can even be made better. Yes, the answer is yes. Yes, it can always be made better. It can always be improved. Our job is to maintain and enhance our organization's curiosity to discover, okay, how? How can we make this better? How can this be improved? The best way to survive success is to achieve greater success. There it is. Brought to you today by The Peer Advantage. The Peer Advantage is a professional peer advisory group of just 7 members, small to medium-sized business owners who come together in a virtual platform using video conferencing technology. Super convenient, super easy. We come together for a couple of hours every other week so that together we can share insights, experiences, and we can encourage one another. It's a judgment-free zone. This isn't a, hey, these guys are going to tell me what to do. No, this isn't about a group of people that are going to should you. These are business people. These are owners who understand what it is to fight the fight that you fight. Everybody in the room gets it. Everybody understands it. And we are there to help one another reach these higher levels of success. You can find out all the details by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The podcast website is growgreat.com. Lord willing, I will talk to you on Friday.